The man appeared to be in his early to mid-30s. He was thin to the point of emaciation.
Not carrying weapons.
About a crime?
No, just triple stoop.
How far to this hill scale?
Oh, what difference does it make to you, Four Eyes?
Ryan tensed, but JB only smiled. He turned his head to look at Zadfrak.
The difference is that I know just about every settlement, outpost, and vill in Deathlands. I never heard of a hellscale.
In a quick flick of the wrist, JB picked up the M4000 from the passenger seat, swung it around, and pressed the bore against Zadfrak's back.
And since you were on a motorcycle, it means that wherever you came from isn't far from where we found you. And if you talk to me like that again, the scream wings will finish you off. Now, answer my question.
Zadfrak seemed undisturbed by JB's words as well as the pressure of the gun. He put a hand to his mouth. He examined the result, then flung his hand down. The sputum made a bright pink blob on the dark metal of the floor plates.
Rat cancer. I suspected as much.
Yeah. That's why I was out on my bike with no weapons. Didn't give a shit what came after me. Scream wings, stickies, whatever. So go ahead and shoot. You'll beat the Reaper by a couple of weeks. Maybe less.
JB put his weapon back on the seat and returned his attention to driving.
If that's the case, you want to be dropped off by the side of the road?
No. Figure. I wasn't supposed to chill myself this way. Fate or destiny or some kind of shit brought us together. Might as well see where the ride takes me.
Getting dark pretty soon. Can we reach this hellscale of yours before nightfall?
It's a day's travel in a bit. Best make camp. You don't want to be out on this road at night.
You know a safe place?
Yeah, should be near.
Zadfrak moved around to face the shuttered windshield, leaning against the front seats.
After those bushes, there's a gravelly path on the right.
Anything, Christy?
So far, so good.
Though Ryan had the utmost faith in Christy's ability to sense danger, he wasn't comforted. Their new acquaintance appeared to be extraordinarily phlegmatic about his situation and his surroundings. He didn't make comments about the wag or even the quality of the weapons everyone had in plain view. Many brave or foolhardy souls had tried to get their hands on the companion's weapons and had paid the ultimate price. Following Zadfrak's instructions, JB turned the wag to the right, crossed the shoulder of the road, and pushed through a few scraggly bushes. An old, almost completely overgrown gravel path pushed through the underbrush. Ryan looked past Zadfrak, his eyes straining into the greenery ahead. He estimated they had penetrated 200 yards into the underbrush.
Stop.
Now what?
Now we get out. We gotta supply fresh water. Nobody can see us from the road. We can kick back and bed down.
The Black Hills are the hunting grounds of the Cheyenne and the Lakota.
The family took care of the few that were around here. Tomorrow, I'll show you what we do to Redskins.
They found a small river only a few hundred feet away from where they stopped. It wasn't very wide and didn't appear to be very deep, but judging by its lack of odor, the water was fresh enough. The meal that Christy and Jack prepared was quickly consumed, and afterward they drank a pot of coffee sub. Doc made a face after his first mouthful.
Not much of an appetite, Zadfrak?
Man, my stomach always feels like it's full of broken glass. Can't eat much more than mush.
Tell us about this hellscale.
It's a place in Man's Son's country.
Man's Son's country? Sounds like some kind of religious retreat.
It is, yeah, kind of.
That where you got the back?
Yeah.
Too bad you lost it.
Lots more where that one came from. Wags, too. Better than that one.
What about fuel for them? That isn't easy to come by unless you got a refinery set up.
We do. And lots more. We got blasters of all kinds. All calibers. Plenty of ass, too.
Uh-huh. Sounds like heaven on earth.
Colossal liars were legion in the Deathlands.
Is all this stuff pre-dark?
Yeah. It all works, too. Lots of stuff stockpiled in the nose.
The nose? Did I hear you right? The nose?
What? Did I say that? Forget it. I get delirious sometimes. My head gets mixed up.
Whose nose?
I said forget it. I may be half-chilled, but I'm still loyal to the family.
So your kin lives in Hellscale? How many?
I'm feeling like shit. I need to sleep.
With that, Zadfrak turned and shuffled away. His sleeping bag rolled under one arm.
That is one of the strangest men I ever met.
The story doesn't add up. If Hellscale isn't a figment of his imagination, then it's got to be a Newville.
Especially with his talk about pre-dark stuff and perfect working condition.
Ryan reviewed what he knew about the region. Hundreds of years ago, Pa Sapa, the Black Hills, were held in high religious regard by Plains tribes. They were holy places, power points watched over by Wankan Tankan, the Great Spirit. Since the New Cost, many of the tribes had reasserted their ancient claims over land stolen from them by the pre-dark government. Though hostilities between the tribes and non-Amerindians weren't as bloody as 200 years earlier, people still traveled through their lands, holding on to their topknots. It was hard to believe that Zadfrak's family could have chased the Cheyenne and the Lakota and Oglala Sioux out of the Black Hills, no matter how well-armed he claimed Hellscale to be.
I'm too tired to think about it. Let's turn in. Doc, you got first watch.
I'll spell you at midnight. After that, it's whoever I feel like rousing.
That's fair, as long as it isn't me.
An insistent bladder prodded Doc awake in the pre-dawn darkness. Stumbling from his tent, he passed JB and Sadfrak sitting around the dying campfire, drinking cups of coffee sub. JB gave him a one-finger salute as he went into the shadows to urinate. He was more awake by the time he returned to the fire.
Have you been up all night, John Barrymore?
Just since midnight when I spelled you. Got at least an hour till sunrise. Why don't you go back to bed?
Doc sat down next to Zadfrak.
Yeah, I believe I shall tarry here a moment.
We're thinking about trying to catch a mess of trout for breakfast. Zadfrak says there's some rainbow in the river.
Sounds very much like a plan. Fishing is one of my passions, and I'm certain everyone would rather have fresh fish than beef jerky broth.
Well, let's go then.
Doc fetched a rod and reel and tackle box from the storage compartment of the wag. The black sky was turning gray, so they were able to negotiate the path Zadfrak led them down. The river's current wasn't particularly fast, and the bank gave way to a 50-odd-foot curve of mudflats. Doc affixed a lure to his line and carefully picked his way out across the mud. Neither JB nor Zadfrak seemed inclined to join him. The earth squished beneath Doc's feet, but he barely sank into it more than ankle deep. Reaching its edge, he cast the line as far as he could toward the center of the rushing water. He had only begun to reel it back in when the line quivered with a strike.
I've made contact, gentlemen!
Zadfrak stumbled and swagged out across the flats to join Doc.
Play him some more, man. Don't let the bastard run into deep water.
Doc didn't reply. He found a backseat fisherman as irritating as JB probably found a backseat driver. The pole bent at a 45-degree curve. The line was taut, and Doc strained against the pole. His shoulder muscles began to ache, but he kept on playing out slack, reeling it back in, and working his way to the left. Finally, after about 6 or 7 minutes of struggle, Doc landed the trout with Zadfrak's help.
A genuine whopper!
The rainbow trout was at least 3.5 feet long, weighing upwards of 40 pounds.
The hell with breakfast! It'll take us 2 full days to eat that whale!
Doc shifted his position, finding some solid footing so Zadfrak could remove the feather-bedecked hook from the trout's mouth. Suddenly, the mud heaved beneath the old man's feet with a convulsive shudder, and a spray of water and slime flew into the air.
Whoa, Nelly Bell!
Stumbling and slipping on the slick surface, Doc lost his balance and fell.
No!
In the watery sludge in front of him shone 2 cold, white-encircled black eyes, each the width and breadth of his outstretched hands. Less than a foot from his face, a huge, rubbery-lipped maw with a shovel-shaped underjaw opened. For half a heartbeat, terror froze Doc motionless.
Muck sucker!
The creature lifted itself out of the mud